What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'm all by myself. And I was like, oh, I don't know what to talk about. I think that's really funny. I think I'll figure something out to talk about, actually. Today's topic was business and money. And I was actually thinking about this the other day, like kind of my own personal journey, and you know, how far I've come with all of it. Like, you know, I remember being that person that, you know, lived paycheck to paycheck, or as you would say, negative to paycheck to go negative to paycheck. I think maybe most of us have had that experience in our lifetime where it's like there's not enough money in a month to pay all the bills. And then going into, you know, massive amounts of debt. I've been $60,000 in debt twice in my life, and I have gotten out of it twice in my life. And I remember just that being like a really stressful and not so fun place to be. And it was funny because I remember that after my second time being in debt to that degree, I was like, okay, that's it. I'm not doing that again. And so then I went to a like cash only sort of lifestyle. Like if I have the cash, I'll do it. But if I didn't have the cash, I wouldn't do it. Which really does is something that works for me. And I guess I'll backtrack just a little bit and say, you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, that doesn't really work for me. Definitely my point of view and how I managed and worked my finances out, you have to find what works for you, basically. So I'm not saying that my way is the best way at all. And it did create a ton for me when I was unwilling to go back into debt to purchase things, to do things. It also put some things on hold. You know, I didn't like spend beyond what my means for a long time. And then something even greater happened after that, discovering the tools of excess consciousness, was, you know, I took some of the tools, and one of the main tools with changing your money situation is the 10% account. And basically the 10% account is that you put 10% away of every dollar you earn as an honoring of you. And if you want to tithe, then you do that separately, because the idea here is that you honor you first. And it's amazing to me, I've seen it with a ton of different people and myself included, that how much our relationship to money changes, one, with you, when you honor yourself first, and then two, when you have money. And that's what the exercise is for. That's what it's not a savings, it's not saving for a rainy day, it's not you know, someday, like if it's not an emergency fund. It's really meant to actually never be spent ever. And just as an honoring of you. And it also develops the muscle that a lot of us don't have about just having money. And how just having money in a bank account, not to be spent, but just to have, changes the paradigm. It's almost like it changes the switch in our brain that goes from, I don't have any money, I can't afford this, to, I have money, I'm choosing not to spend that money, but I have money. And then like attracts like, right? So the more money you have, then it actually magnetizes more to it. I love what Gary Douglas says. He says that, you know, you do the 10% account, and if you were to do it to the point that, you know, 6 months of your expenses was covered in that have account that you don't spend. And I know some of you are going, don't spend, what's money for if it's not to be spent? And you could just try it for fun, right? So if you take, if you do 6 months of, like, let's just say you take, you get clear on what your monthly nut is every month. And then you take that and times it by six. When you get to that number in your have account, you'll never worry about money again. And I know most of you are just like, what? Is that possible? Me to never worry about money again? And again, I can only speak from my experience and from what I've heard from others, but like there really is that magic number in your bank account that when you have that number, you're like, okay, I'm going to be fine. It's all going to be great. I've got this. And not from, you know, now I can ignore it because you still want to be present to your finances and to money. But that tool alone changed everything for me. And even if I don't have the money for something I want to purchase in that 10 seconds, I know that I have the money in my savings account that I could buy it if I wanted to, which also just kind of messes with your brain a little. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'm choosing not to buy it, but I could buy it because I do have the money. And having the money energy is way different than the get and spend, you know, which is just what most of us are taught and even learned growing up. It's like, oh, I get, maybe I work hard and I get and then I spend versus having money and then letting that money make you money because you just have money. So that 10%. Was the start of me really changing everything, you know, in my finances and my reality. And then also the willingness to receive, you know, I know we, and since we're talking about business and money today, it's always a great conversation to start. Like, it's not uncommon for us to believe that we have to work hard to make money. And what if it could be way easier than you think? just way easier. So you could, as another tool, just turning the molecules of receiving on and up. You don't have to necessarily do anything. I know that's why, you know, I started that with, I know we all believe, most of us. And I got caught up in the dollar per hour quite a bit. And that being said, I also have always chosen jobs or practices that allowed for the possibility of more. So I always had, like, let's say if I go back to my 20s, I was a waitress and a bartender. So yeah, I made a base salary or a base rate, but then I was in a position where it could be anything. And I could make money like that I wasn't counting on through like tips and, you know, being a friendly person. So I've always had that, like, money can be made in other ways rather than the dollar for hour thing. And yeah, I've often been caught in that, like, if I work this many hours, then I'll make this much money and that. But if we have that sort of formula and we don't have any, like, there's possibilities for other money to show up, then it's hard for, again, the universe to surprise us. And we often think we have to then do it by ourselves. So if you're caught in a dollar per hour sort of situation, then that dollar per hour situation doesn't allow for anything else other than you working harder for more money, right? But what if the universe desires to gift you so much more, and all you have to do is be willing to receive? Now, I know that sounds a little like esoteric and like woo-woo. And here's this thing. What if it really can be that simple? But if you have already concluded that the only way you can make money is by working hard, putting in more hours, doing more stuff, then can the universe surprise you with those miracles, magic? Yeah, a little woo-woo, but not really, because the universe desires to gift you everything, way more than you ever imagined. Now, would you be willing to just receive? Now, I'll segue a little bit into that doesn't mean that you don't do anything. Because, yeah, true, money can come to you even if you're sitting on the couch. And if you're in action and you're willing to just be in action, the universe can steer you, the universe can guide you. Especially if you're asking, like, let's say you're asking for more money. I'd like more money in my life. Okay, you'd like more money in your life. Well, the how and the when isn't your job. Which is why, you know, it doesn't really work for you to calculate, well, if I work more hours, then I'll make more money, blah, blah. Instead, what if you said, I desire to make this much money. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Universe, please show me. And then you follow that energy by saying, okay, so I know that this is what I desire. And you woke up this morning and you were like, I really feel like I need to go to this particular coffee shop, even though it's way out of my way. It's not normal. But that's the pull. That's the energy. It matches the energy of what you've just asked for. And then you go to that coffee shop and you just happen to meet somebody or, you know, find out, I don't know, maybe you find out they like are hiring or something. Like, and it doesn't make sense because you're like, I don't really want to be a barista, but it kind of matches that energy that what I've been asking for. And it's in that barista job that you meet somebody else that leads you then to what you've been asking for even more. So it can happen in a gazillion different ways. And it's just, but if you are willing to ask the universe for what you like and let go of the how and the when, and then just keep moving forward, you will get there. You will. You will achieve. And probably achieve far greater than anything you could have ever imagined. Cool. And in this 10 seconds, I happen to have a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and talk to Joseph. See if what questions Joseph has for us today.
Well, hello. Hey, you know, just being able to, you know, what you were just talking about with receiving. I know that there's a lot of times that I have all these plans on how I think things should work and how they should look. And then, you know, and I'm on track and on task and something gets in the way and I'm still feel like I'm moving forward, but it doesn't look like what I think it should. I guess my question is that how do I get out of my own way? Because I you know, I tend to look at time as a finite thing. I keep running, you know, I think I'm running out of time, and is that really true? Am I really running out of time, or is it that, or is a better question, am I using, am I working with the time that I have, or can I create more time? I don't know. It's been one of those days today that I felt like I was, you know, I've been on task. And at the same time, I'm now looking at my watch going, holy cow, I thought I'd be farther ahead. I thought I'd have XYZ handled by now. And yes, it was a fantastic morning and I was productive. And at the same time, I'm in massive judgment of me right now.
Well, that's a great awareness.
Wow.
Probably the first thing to do would be to destroy and uncreate all that times a gazillion.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys, meows. Okay.
Awesome. And anywhere where you have a construct of what life should look like, your schedule should look like, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, but all nine shorts, boys, meons. Cool. What are you aware of now? What do you know?
Well, what comes into my head is that, and I goes, you know, right and wrong, you know. So what did I, you know, out of what I did today, did I follow through on all my tasks that I was working on, you know? And I guess that's one, that is a place that I can say, yes, that I followed through. There's, instead of doing it halfway just to move on to the next task because I got so many tasks in front of me, mm-hmm. I actually was able to complete the task.
Awesome. So then would you be willing to acknowledge that now, please?
Yeah.
Anything that doesn't allow it, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and meons. Because truth, did you actually create magic this morning?
I did.
Cool. Would you also acknowledge that? Anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and create it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and meons. Should, I think a lot of us have heard it before, but shoulding all over yourself is like crapping all over yourself. So it's just a judgment, and it stops what's possible. It stops the creation. So if you can just acknowledge what you did accomplish and then go, okay, now what else is possible? What else can I create now? But not based on what you didn't do. Does that make sense?
Total sense. Thank you.
Awesome. You're very welcome. And thanks, folks. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be right back after this few words.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Venus. Welcome back. And that was great. Thank you, Joseph, for asking those questions, because it actually segues into the next part I wanted to talk about. You know, just touched in a little bit about money and like some ways that you could possibly change that if you'd like to. Obviously, you know, it's always a choice. And I'd like to just encourage you to know that you really can change anything. It's why I named this show Outside the Impossible, because I know we tell ourselves a lot that it's impossible to change this, and I've seen things that you'd never imagine change. There was actually a special needs kid. This was probably 15 years ago, that was taught that he had choice, that he could choose something different, and he literally changed. He no longer needed special attention. He no longer was a slow learner, like none of that, because he got the information that he could choose something different, and he changed it. So I just share that story because I want to encourage you that if something's not working in your life, you can change it. If your money situation's not working in your life, you can change it. If your business isn't working out the way that you'd like it to, you can change it. And I'm not just saying change your schedule, which sometimes that can be what you need, you know, what needs to be done. And at the same time, that's not the kind of change I'm talking about. I'm talking about changing it so that it works for you. I think I said a couple weeks ago, you know, about a relationship that works is a relationship that works for you. A business that works is a business that works for you, not based on what anybody else tells you business should be, has to be. Like, the you having a business that works the way that you'd like to work it is a working business. But we get so fixated and regimented about, like, no, somebody said I needed to do business this way, and so I have to do business this way. And even if that business isn't working doing it that way, we still are like, no, but somebody said if I did business this way, it would actually work. That's not true for everybody. I mean, you have to find what works for you, which is why, you know, I wanted to kind of start this next part of the conversation. Like, would you be willing to let go of the plan? I know, I said a bad word. I said a bad sentence. Like, oh, the plan? What? Aren't you supposed to plan out your whole life and have it all figured out right now? good luck with that. It never looks the way that you think it's going to anyway. So even if you think you have it all planned out, it's probably not going to look that way. But I wanted to really talk about, like, what does it mean to follow the energy and to even have a relationship, a life, a business that works for you. So can you get, maybe even just for a moment, that you are your own boss? And let's destroy and uncreate all the, you know, places where you believe or you have some sort of definition, right and wrong, good and bad, about what a boss means. You know, like all the negative thoughts you have about boss. We just destroy and uncreate all that. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And if you're new to my show and you're new to the clearing statement and you're like, I have no idea what she just said, you can go to theclearingstatement.com and Dr. Dane here talks about the clearing statement in detail so you can learn all about it. But basically, it's just like hitting a delete button and deleting all the programs, stories, and belief systems that just aren't no longer serving you. So if you destroy and uncreate all of the boss things, right? And now let's go, okay, so you're the boss of your own life. You get to say how it goes. And you also are the one that is creating how it's not going. But the cool thing about that knowledge that you are creating your life as it is right now, even if it's total crap, the great news is, if you created it as total crap, you can choose and change it and create something different. You have the power. Nobody did it to you. Nobody created it. If you're struggling with something right now, it's because you're creating it. I know I might have, you know, sent a couple of you into a beyond. So everything that brings up, we destroy and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine shorts, boys, meows. And even if your life right now isn't every, you know, puppies and rainbows and everything you'd like it to be, and you have some stuff in it that's not really working for you, would you also be willing, one, to acknowledge that you created it, and acknowledge now that you can change it, but would you also be willing to consider that you created whatever struggle you have going on in your life right now to show you that you have the power to overcome it? That you gave yourself that challenge to show yourself how magical you really are. Now, if you let's look at all the things in your life that are working, and you're like, cool, I created all those things that really are working in my life too. Now, can you get that maybe it could be even better? So not even just in the areas that you're struggling and the areas that you think, you know, you're having a hard time with, you know, how do I change those things? But then also, can you get that you can also create even greater in the areas that's working for you? So I was talking to my partner the other day and we were on a hike in the woods and I just was like, and he was talking about like wanting to create a, you know, a massive organization. He's been in business for 13 years. And one of the things he said was, you know, he can recognize that, you know, he's created for 13 years the same way that he's created. And now he's asking, and I'm guessing, yeah. He already knows I'm allowed to share his stories. So, but you know, he was like wanting to create more and greater. And I said, okay, cool, awesome. I totally support you in that. And would you be willing to acknowledge what you have already created, the way that you've created it? Because acknowledging what you have created is part of the first steps in changing it too, even if you want it to get better. And you're like, okay, so great job, this is what I created, doing it the way that I've been doing it. Now I want to create even greater. And then asking the questions like, okay, so how can I, or what would it take to create it even greater? And what can I change to have it be even better? Some great questions to ask, right? And if you're, we'll go back to Joseph, who was just, you know, our caller. If you if you are judging where you are and not acknowledging what you have accomplished, then you're stopping what's possible. You're stopping creation. Remember, judgment stops what's possible. It stops creation. So anytime you're judging yourself or judging like your schedule or judging, you know, your money flows or whatever, stop. Dr. Dane here likes to say, you know, imagine an imaginary stop sign. Stops you in your tracks. Don't go there. Stop. You can just say POCPOD, which is the abbreviation of the clearing statement that I just said, or, you know, the clearing statement that Dane says or Venus says or whatever. It doesn't matter. Because you don't have to remember it. You're like, what was that thing? Whatever that thing Venus said, I want to use that right now. Because what you're doing is you're stopping yourself from judging wherever you are, right? The stopping the shoulds, stopping the have to, stopping the right way to do something, stopping the judgment even when you think you did it wrong, right? Just stop. Stop the judgment. When you stop the judgment, then you can be like, what else is possible here? What else can I create? What else can I be that would create a whole new reality? Can you see how the difference between judging yourself for what you have done and what you haven't done and how far along you should be versus, cool, that's what I created, that's what I did, I have the power, right? I get to choose that I'm going to change this. Now what else is possible? How does it get even better? How those questions then open up the energy. There's a lightness to them rather than the heaviness of judgment, right and wrong, good and bad. I screwed up, you know, whatever you have around any of it. And just be grateful. Grateful for what you have created with the tools that you had and how far that's gotten you. Awesome. Now, what else is possible? Cool. And would you be willing, even if it's just for, I'll throw this out as a possibility, for the rest of the show. But for those of you who, you know, don't think you can do it for the rest of the show, how about let's just do it for the next 10 seconds. And just stop judging yourself. Stop making yourself wrong for what you did and didn't do. Stop making yourself wrong for how much money you do and don't have. And just be grateful and say, how does it get better than this? Right? So it's in that that there's this now, this possibility of how moving forward without an expectation of yourself. Moving forward without an expectation of even life in a way. You know, like, how much have you expected things to be different in your life from yourself and maybe even from others in your life or life? And then it didn't work out that way. And then you're in judgment of it not working out the way that you wanted it to, rather than what's the magic in this, what's the miracle in this, what's right about this I'm not getting. Because remember, the universe is always conspiring for you, never against you, always. So years ago, and I put this on the, you know, radio show information page for today's show, but years ago I remember Joseph Campbell saying, follow your bliss. And I was like, I remember hearing, and then I've had, you know, people, teachers, friends, stuff like that asking me, well, what do you really want out of your life and living? And I'll tell you, for the truth is, folks, for a very long time, I didn't have a clue. I didn't know what my bliss was. I knew there were some things that were fun for me, but like, bliss seemed like, you know, I don't know, drug-induced euphoria. which I had done all my drugs in my 30s. No, 20s, sorry, 20s. And partied like a rock star and definitely sought for bliss at, you know, through that. Found that that wasn't as fulfilling as I'd like it to be and wasn't really giving me my bliss. But when Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss, I was like, well, I don't even know what my bliss is. So I, for a long time, I felt like I was, you know, floundering, that I was just kind of like floating around going, I don't really know what my bliss is. But at the same time, I can also tell you that everything that I chose and all the questions that I was asking after hearing that was, what is my bliss? What do I want? I asked myself that, and I probably asked myself that for years. And I'm open to the even more of that, like, right? But when you don't really have a clue, I guess maybe for me, that made things a little easier, because it was just like, okay, well, you know, I'll just try this and I'll just try that and I'll just try this. And is this my bliss? I don't know. But since I didn't have a clear picture of what I wanted, I was willing to try a lot of different things. Probably dated, you know, a lot of different guys too, because I thought maybe my bliss was somehow tied up in finding the one or being in a relationship. And I found that that was not where I found my bliss. So I start that conversation, and I want to continue it on the other side of the break, because I want to just encourage you to, would you be willing to possibly let go of the plan and follow the energy and let the universe surprise you? We'll continue that conversation in just a few minutes. Thank you for being here. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello and welcome back. Great to have you here. We're just talking today about business and money from a slightly different angle. And right before the break, I mentioned that, you know, when I first heard follow your bliss, I was like, I don't have a freaking clue what that means. But I definitely would consider myself that I'm a seeker. And so when somebody said that to me, I was like, okay, well then I'm going to go figure out what that is. And I tried a lot of different things. Before I even heard that, I tried, you know, drugs and alcohol, and I tried relationships, and I tried making my life all about me. Okay, then I'm going to go learn violin, and I'm going to learn to dance, and I'm going to paint, and I'm going to, and none of those things had any fulfillment in them for me. There always seemed to be, and I said this for years too, there always seemed to be something missing. And I often felt like I was missing something. Over time, I just, you know, I studied 20 different modalities. I was in alternative healthcare, you know, whatever. Massage, hypnotherapy, homeopathy, nutritional counseling, Reiki, shamanism, you name it, I studied it. All seeking, thinking that somewhere in there was like my career and in my career I would find my bliss. And I did and I didn't, in a way, because about 5-6 years ago I found Access Consciousness, and Access Consciousness changed my life. Like, I went from being, you know, pretty high mood swings, probably even, a little suicidal, but more, I mean, not like planning the date to get out of here, but more like, if this is all there is, I don't want to be here. I remember having like prayers to God or the universe or whatever it is, and just being like, if this is all there is, just take me out, you know? And through Access Consciousness, I actually discovered that what I really desired in my life was more ease and joy. The mantra of Access Consciousness is all life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. And I also realized that, you know, I studied all those modalities because I actually thought I was broken, and then I needed to be fixed, and that some modality would fix me, and that once I found the key and the answer to being fixed, I could then offer that to other people, and that would be my career and, you know, all that stuff. Now, granted, being 20 years in life coaching and bodywork and holistic healthcare, I have found a lot of joy in contributing to others, but not from the place that they actually need to be fixed or that they're broken. But how can people live with more ease and joy? So then I started to go, okay, I think that my bliss, what I really love to do, is have more ease and joy. Well, can you get that that's not necessarily a career? Could be. But it's not based on me doing anything. It's about me being me. You know, the truth is, if you're not being ease and joy in your own life, you're probably not being you. You're probably being somebody else, but, you know. And a lot of that's learned. You know, again, if it's not hard, if it's not a struggle, if it's not serious, then it's not valuable. But what if that's actually a lie? So now I'm like, okay, I really think my bliss is to have more ease and joy in my life. And then suddenly it was like, it didn't matter what I was doing. I could have ease and joy in my life no matter what I was doing. And I could just be me. Now I'm like looking at my life going, wow, what if everyone could have more ease and joy? Not just me. And I love my life, and I love, you know, that I do have a lot more ease and joy in my life. And how does it get even better? And I love seeing people light up, for people to be happier, for people to have more ease. And there are tons of different ways for people to find that for themselves. And yes, getting your bars run with the tool of access consciousness, sometimes the clearing statement. I mean, the tools of access consciousness, like I said, have changed everything for me. But I realized that my bliss wasn't, again, and it's just, it blew me away when I realized it wasn't based on what I was doing. My bliss was based on who I was being. And if you can change who you're being, everything in your life will change. So if you believe that, you know, you're always going to be broke in one way or the other, whether financially or, you know, emotionally, or if you believe that you're always going to be broke, then that's what you attract. If you have more ease and joy, isn't it interesting that money follows joy? So if you want more money in your life, you want more success in your life, you want your business to get even better, then how do you bring more of you into your life? How do you have more ease and joy in your life? Interesting thought, right? Like, wow, if you didn't think about it, like, that it's based on something that you're doing. You know, I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars learning hundreds of modalities and things of that nature. All to get to this point. So you could get there faster, and it might not cost you as much money. Great news. Good job. But like many, I believed I had to do it the hard way. I had to struggle. I had to, you know, bleed from the eyes. I had to, like, to get there. And then when it was just like, now I wake up in the morning and I know that I get to choose who I'm being in that moment. Now you may wonder, what on earth does this have to do with business and money? Well, I just gave you a little hint on how it links to money, because money follows joy. Now, what if your business is your life and your life is your business? Simone Melissa says, if you wake up in the morning, you're in business. So let's go ahead and just destroy and uncreate all the places where you've misidentified, misapplied what business means. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And now, what if it's more like, what would I like to create in my life? What would I like my life to be like in 5, 10, 500 years? And I say 500 because I do intentionally try to bypass your cognitive mind, because your cognitive mind can maybe imagine what you want your life to be like in 5 years, maybe a smidgen of what you think you want it to be like in 10 years. But if I throw a 500 in there, you're like, I have no idea how I want my life to be like in 500 years. Exactly. But you do have a perception of the energy. You do have an inkling of the energy that's attached to 500 years. So you could ask that question, and then what do I need to take? What action step do I need to take now? Right? So 20 years ago, I discovered massage therapy. And at that time, I thought I found my career because I loved helping people and making them feel better. I did love that part. And I was like, I love making people feel better. But I also realized that I was trying to take out their sickness and pain. Like, I really wanted to take their suffering from them. But I knew in that instant that I desired my life to be more about other people, to contribute to other people in some way. And that was an inkling 20 years ago. So what happened, this whole following your bliss thing, I was like, well, I knew I liked that, and following my bliss, just still didn't really know what I wanted, but I knew that I liked that. So then I studied all these modalities, and, you know, fast forward 15, 20 years, I discovered this modality called Access Consciousness. And I love facilitating Access Consciousness and seeing people have the freedom and the joy. It's just so magical to watch. So you probably have, I'll go out on a limb here, you probably have some inkling of what you desire your life and living to look like in 5, 10, 500 years. What you want your business to be like, what you want your money flows to be like. But you don't need to know the when and the how you're going to get there. And it often doesn't look the way that you think it's going to look. All you need to do is now take one step at a time. You know, follow that energy. Let go kind of the plan, right? You have this, it's more of an energy of a future you'd like to create. And now you're just following the energy. You're like, okay, so like I said, you could end up at a coffee shop, be random, but, or go the long way home. And, you know, there's these whispers of the universe all the time, whispering to you, like, do this, call this person, reach out to this person, go here, you know. And a lot of times we don't follow that energy. And when we do, it's like getting one step closer. So you may not know everything right now that you want in life. You may not know what your bliss is. But what if it wasn't about knowing the end result, but enjoying the journey and taking one step at a time to get you one step closer? Now, do I feel like I've arrived? Absolutely not. I have not arrived anywhere. If anything, at this point, I realize I have a lot farther to go. And I do. I have found more ease and joy and fun in the journey and going, okay, I don't even know if I know if there is an end ever or anywhere where we do arrive. But following the energy, letting go of the plan, and just being like, okay, so what needs to get handled today? So now you could take that into your business, right? Let's say you are like Joseph and you have a plan, right? You have a schedule, you have all these things you need to get done, and you're like, okay, I have to get these things done. Well, following the energy is going, okay, so what actually needs to be handled now? What do I need to focus on in this 10 seconds or this 1 hour, right? Versus I need to stick to the plan, stick to the schedule. Now, I'm not saying those things don't get done, but if you're willing to follow the energy and be in question, right? If you're asking those questions, then you can often surprise yourself. Like, I can't tell you how productive I am when I let go of the plan, I follow the energy, and how much quicker things get done. But then if I'm trying to force things and make things happen, how slow they seem and arduous they seem, right? So it's just, again, a whisper. And are you willing to Believe in that whisper. Believe in yourself. Trust yourself. And I've said it before because I really do believe it. And, you know, I don't try to convince you of you believe. You need to believe what you need to believe what works for you. And I do believe the universe has my back. And if I just keep moving forward and I put my sails up and I'm in action, I'm going to be shown what it is I really want. What's my why? What's my bliss in life? And everything is working out in my favor. Even on the days that I don't, you know, get everything done that I'd like to get done, or, you know, I'm not willing to let go of the plan. I got to do the plan. So, you know, would you be willing to be surprised by yourself, by the universe, and just allow yourself to take one step at a time and know that you'll get wherever you're going when you get there, and maybe have a little bit more fun on the journey. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And if you say that mantra 10 times in the morning and 10 times at night, your whole life could change. Because it just invites you to be in that ease, joy, and glory. Not pain, suffering, and gory. It's another choice. You could choose that too. So, just a little bit different thought on the whole business and money thing. Thank you so much for being here with Venus on Outside the Impossible. I look forward to talking to you next week.